Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Funk 49, Rock and Roll Parts 1 and 2, and Stupid World Records. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Have you ever had what we would call a job?
I had a couple. I worked in, I was a music clerk in a bookstore for a while, which was a good job, but it led also to my only gay date ever.
Gay date?
Oh, please.
Well, share. I didn't know. Like, it was just some dude I worked with, and he goes, you want to come over for dinner? And I didn't think anything was that, you know, weird about that. So he brings me over, and he makes me this chicken.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And he goes, yeah. Thanks for coming over. And I go, oh, it was a really wonderful chicken. He goes, you know, it'd be more wonderful.
What would that be?
He goes, if I get a little kiss before you leave. this completely happened.
You know what?
Well, no, I was horribly upset.
Shut up. That would be more wonderful. I think that would be a nice time.
Uh-huh. So
so that's how they do it, huh?
Well, he didn't, that's all, he just made me chicken. He didn't get me liquored up or anything. I
mean, you know what they say,
Chick. He thought I was gay, but he thought I was easy.
You know what they say.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Time for a very short quiz.
Okay.
True.
Very excited about this.
See,
now, I'm going to play something for you, and I want to see if you can tell me what it is.
Okay. Hey, can everyone answer, or some of us are exempt?
No, because I think you'll jump in. Pat? Okay.
All right.
What? You have to pay attention now.
Only Pat is answering.
Only Pat's allowed to answer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Pat, I want to see if you can tell me what this is.
I say not only will Pat answer, I'll say he hung out with this guy backstage somehow.
You never know.
That's what I say.
I've lived a rich life.
That could be true.
All okay. Right.
Okay, Pat, I want to tell me what this is.
Oh. Well, it's Joe Walsh.
That's not the answer. I said, what is it? What is the song?
I know.
I don't know.
We were talking about it off the air.
Yeah, I think
of course
I do know.
You know.
Yeah, I think I do know.
I only know contextually. This is the first time I've heard this.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. It's
okay.
Pretty good.
It's great.
Do you know what it is, Pat?
No.
I'll play it again. I want you to listen carefully. This is sort of a math problem. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, yeah.
It's got numbers in it. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not.
It's the 99 plus 5 or 7, 25 to 6 to 4.
25 or 6 to 4.
That's Chicago. Oh.
Smack Tom.
He's running him out again.
It's the James Gang, and it's the great Joe Walsh on guitar. It's Funk 48.
Funk 48.
You never hear about 48.
See, you never always hear about 48.
You always hear this one.
49.
Yeah. Right. Great song.
Amazing.
Yeah, how can anybody do that?
I didn't know there was a Funk 48.
That's why we're here, Christy. We're trying to educate.
Is there a Funk 1 through 47?
There's going to be a broken electric wire.
Seems that
there's going to be a get the funk out.
It seems as though Christy's on my team now.
Is there a Mambo number six?
Okay, Christy. Okay, Smarty.
There's going to be. Did you hear about that?
What? Yeah, I was kidding.
Lou Bega, or whatever his name is, says he's going to come out with Mambo number six when this is all over.
He announced it on Twitter, and I tweeted him. I haven't gotten a response. I tweeted him, haven't we suffered enough?
How dare you?
I am a fan of that song.
I know you are. That's why cool. I'm a fan of it also.
Yeah, now, okay, cool. So Christy, now here we go. This is only for Christy. Ace, do not shout out the answer.
25 or 6-4.
You heard me off the air planning this.
One is the longest
number.
It's unbelievable.
Dialogue, part one.
Why are we all screaming at each other?
Carnival number 9.
Because it's hard being the only one right in the room. Here we go, Christy. Now pay attention, Christy.
He believes that.
Pay attention. Here we go. Again, that's not the answer.
She's
what is
just
the
thinking
name
out
of the song?
Loud.
I'm thinking out loud.
Did she have a conversation?
No, you can't think out loud on Jeopardy. Well, it's a book title.
It's Rock and Roll Part 1.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Uh-huh. Not as good. Not as good.
Well, the famous one.
Boy, when Joker blooms into Joker in this plane. It's pretty good.
That's effective. Yeah.
That's the famous Rock and Roll Part 2. This is Rock and Roll Part 1.
He is around the band.
Got the same drum thing kind of going.
Kind of.
Doesn't have the call responses.
That's got lyrics, huh?
Yeah, who would have thought that the one would be such a big smash?
How old's that boy?
I'm heading to Thailand.
I'm going to Bangkok.
Going to Thailand.
That was a fun exercise. That is
they'll accept me in Thailand.
How much for your son?
Sorry, it's now been ruined by Josh.
I'll buy your nephew.
She's the kid.
Okay. Let's try this now. Ready?
We have another one?
Got something new? Something new for you.
All right.
Banjo King, a banjo, banjo king.
Oh, my God.
Banjo King, a banjo, banjo king.
The banjo king.
Banjo king, a banjo, banjo king.
The banjo king intro for Josh.
Banjo, banjo king.
It's nice.
We'll get to that later on. See? Funk 48, you see.
Yeah.
We're losing our minds.
That's
aren't
10
we?
Minutes. I'll never get.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I loved every second. I did too.
Anytime you get to hear a little bit of just Joe Walsh doing something on a guitar, it's life is worth living. And if you don't believe that, I feel sorry for you. You have a sad, pathetic existence. There we go. It's the Track Phone Hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, what's the matter?
I got to apologize. I'm exhausted from the online Zoom date I had last night.
Oh, really?
Zoom dating, that's a thing?
Oh, I swear to God. It's with this fire-ass hot chick named Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
I met her on plentyoffish.gov. Well, I'll say it like this. Trying to date somebody over the computer is a little weird.
How come?
And it's a lot of typing. If I'd known how much typing it was going to take to get me laid nowadays, I'd have paid way more attention to Miss Elders back in high school typing class. Mm-hmm. But instead, I was too busy trying to, you know, angle my desk to see up Marcy Radico's jean skirt. So now I've still got chicken peck with both my disposable thumbs just to get a complete sentence. So last night I go on this Zoom date with Leslie. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I had to borrow Todd Boner's laptop computer.
Right.
Then had to turn it over and discard all the weed scraps from between the keys.
Hmm.
You know, between the Pop-Tart crumbs and the stray pot shake, Boner had enough to roll 2 more blunts.
Oh.
I swear to God. So here's a tip for all you stoners out there. Dump your keyboard once a week. You might be surprised what you find.
Good point.
You know, save you a lot of money on Mrs. Dash. So, anyways, I distress. Back to my online date. The best part of online dating over Zoom is neither of you got to wear pants on a date.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And think about it, on a regular date, it takes a few rounds of margaritas to get them pants off.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Patty Ferguson, it was 2 layers, and she's always rocking Spanx. It's twice the work, you know? She'd be like, you sure you can get them by yourself? I'm like, duh, I've skinned a catfish before, Patty. So the point I was going to make, my favorite reason for doing the Zoom dating, you ain't got to pay for her drinks.
Oh.
I swear to God, guys, we found a loophole with this. And you also save on rubbers by online dating.
How come?
Okay. Well, think about it. On a regular date, she's there. She sees you take it out of the package. You know, but now, that we're supposed to keep things in house. I can take advantage of every rubber having two sides.
God.
I swear to God. You laugh if you want, Christy, but rinse and repeat works better than just shampoo bottles.
You know, if you're by yourself, you don't need to use a rubber.
Well, I'm quarantined. And think about it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to get
I'm doing all my first dates on Zoom from now. Yeah. Saves me so much money.
Uh-huh.
You know, this way, I'll add it up. I'm only out the cost of my neighbor's Wi-Fi, which I'm pretty much sure I'm borrowing anyway.
Uh-huh.
Last night's date did end with some fun, though.
Oh, really?
We end up getting buzzed and playing this game I invented called Donnie Baker's Online Twister.
How does that work?
Well, I was like, let's give the wheel a spin. Okay, left leg behind your head. Okay, now right leg behind your head. Now start giggling for me.
I can't hang on.
Oh, jeez.
Hang on, people. We got to go. Goodbye, Donnie.
I hope she was wearing pants.
I thought that whole thing started with her not wearing pants.
I know. Well, that's what scared me.
If I heard correctly. Okay, now this next story involves a semi-friend of the show, kind of.
Oh, okay.
It's about a young man who went to high school where Christie's girls went.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sports story. We'll have to wake Chick up.
Huh?
Hey, Chick, you hear they're going to run the Belmont and they're going to accept.
Wait a minute. What's happening?
They're not going to have
Belmont,
fans.
Yeah.
But the horses' families get to be there. They don't have to wear tops because they're cutting.
So that's grandma, yeah. Grandpa horse.
Oh, yeah.
Proud father, proud mother.
We have a lot of stupid world records.
Get him, honey.
This one to me is up.
Got her arms folded with her pocketbook.
Okay. Sorry I brought it up. This record to me is a good one. I don't think it's stupid at all.
It's not time for it yet, though. I have these.
You're jumping ahead.
I have these stories all mapped out.
You have them in order?
Depending on the color of the room, the moon.
Are you suggesting that you proofread them?
Yes, I subscribe to the Pat Godwin theory. It's not my fault I'm bombing. It's the room.
Take
the temperature, okay?
Okay, good. What do you got?
Bull riding.
Yep.
Could be the first professional sport to return with fans in the stands. Professional bull riders announced a new competition that will culminate in South Dakota on July 10 to the 12th with live crowds. Organizers of the bull riding event say they'd provide face coverings to fans, space seats 4 to 6 feet apart.
Wait a minute. If you're a bull riding fan, you've already got a face covering, just right? Take your bandana, pull it up. You're ready to go.
There you go.
I said, you're darn right. I got to go down over to Coal City and get fresh horses. That's where we get it.
The event will take place in the 12,000-seat Sanford Denny Premier Center in Sioux Falls. And gets right back up. But tickets will be offered for only 35% of seats.
Hmm.
Other sports such as golf and NASCAR are tentatively resuming, but without spectators. And, of course, the Belmont is also
right. Now, will there be spectators there?
Nope, just the horse's family.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Yeah.
I can't stand that he likes that joke so much.
How did they get him in the stadium?
Mildly amusing.
Well, they walk on their hind legs and they go to their seats.
Okay. Am I allowed to bet on my own grandson?
Can I bet on my grandson?
Oh, so the horses talk.
And a 90-year-old.
Oh, yes. It's a whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Bye.
A 90-year-old grandmother in Japan has earned the Guinness World Record title for oldest gaming YouTuber. Oh, I guess this is
a stupid world record.
90, huh?
Hamako Mori first became interested in video games 39 years ago when she saw her children playing them. Something called Pong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new thing. You know, I was there when they invented tag.
Yeah, right.
I played tag back in '04.
Beat you back to the cave.
I thought life would be more fun if I knew how to play it, so I started playing. She now posts herself playing games on her YouTube channel,
cool,
which currently has 150,000 subscribers.
Good for her.
She said, after living this long, I feel more than ever that playing games for this long is the right choice. I'm truly enjoying my life. It's Rosie.
Aww.
I have become the guy I thought I swore I would never become, which is when we had a Nintendo, my grandpa or whatever would try to play, and he couldn't work the controller. And I'd go, what the hell? How could this guy not know?
Yeah.
Now when my nephew or something hands me a controller, I have no idea.
Yep, hit the X.
You become that guy.
Yes. The pyramid. I can't believe it.
What game does Granny play?
Grandma, the 90-year-old grandmother, her favorite game is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Are you serious?
Oh, hey.
She says, I like it the best because it has age restrictions, so children can't play it.
Well, that's nice. Huh. Grandma just rolled over a prostitute and ran over her pimp.
Yeah, that's, good for her.
That's Grand Theft Auto. That's right.
Stupid.
Does she talk trash?
I'm sure she does.
I've got a Werther original for you because you suck.
She's not very good, honestly.
Really?
She only does about 45 in the fast lane with her blinker on the whole time.
And if I wanted a loser on my team, I'd ask Woodrow Wilson to play Call of Duty. What a pansy.
A University of North Carolina distance running coach has unofficially set the world record for fastest time to run a mile while dribbling a ball.
This is a badass.
Despite not having picked up a basketball in a year, Dylan Sorchid was inspired by the Michael Jordan docuseries The Last Dance to attempt the record.
Hadn't heard of it.
For his 30th birthday. He beat the official record of 5:29 with a time of 4:37.
Crazy.
While wearing Jordan's number 23 Carolina Blue jersey.
So he's running a sub-5-minute mile by a lot.
That's
and
insane.
Dribbling a basketball.
Sorensen said there's a lot of hoops to jump through. to be recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sure, I bet.
So he's working on it. There you go.
All right.
That's an awesome record.
And we know Dylan, and we know Daddy Dylan, or and Daddy Sorensen.
And he went to the same high school your girls went to.
Cool.
Yep, exactly. Sure did.
Fastest mile you ever ran, Tom?
I never did the mile.
Oh, you didn't have to?
No.
Oh.
They made us run a mile in football, and the linemen had to be on under 6, and I think I ran 5:59.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa, that's pretty fast.
But I was 18, so, yeah.
I couldn't run a mile in 10 minutes.
Oh, dude, I think the fastest mile, I was 8:35, and I was so proud of myself.
And there were these
genetic... just dropped out of a plane.
These genetic freaks on the team, you know. Well, I was just 2 minutes off, 2 seconds off the state record.
All right.
running, what did he run, a 4:30 or something?
Yeah, something, yeah.
While dribbling a basketball. That's badass. Good for you, Dylan.
That's an amazing mile without having to dribble.
Yeah, that's strong. Yeah. So see, that's kind of a cool record as opposed to some of the really stupid ones where you make a
grandma
pad
game.
Out of shaving foam and. Well, the grandma lady's kind of cool.
Set it on your head.
I think I did. I ran a mile from the cops. It was probably under 6 minutes, holding 240s of Miller High Life.
Is that right?
Through the woods yet.
Oh. Through the woods yet.
Didn't spill a drop.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Ladies, you can buy women's underwear now with Dr. Fauci's name emblazoned across the crotch. L.A.-based clothing designer Canova is honoring Dr. Anthony Fauci along with other notable figures that have emerged during the pandemic by printing their names on black briefs and bikinis.
That's because when you hear what Dr. Fauci says, you crap your pants.
Yeah. It was launched in late April. Each pair costs $22 online.
Ooh,
pricey.
You gonna get some, Christy?
Nah, not a fan.
I don't think...
I don't like anything written on my underwear.
Like Juicy or something?
No, or the day of the week. Well, yeah. Those are worthless right now, aren't they?
or like
this side up.
Exit only? I don't need anyone.
You can read this, you're too close. How about that?
That's gonna I think that's going to discourage a man if he takes a visit down there. Oh, well. Dr. Fauci, how are you? How are you, sir?
How about this?
What do you mean if he takes a visit down there? What the hell's that supposed to mean?
I'm going to take a visit down there. You mind?
That smells a little Fauci down there.
What do you think? You're going to the lake? What the hell?
Fauci does sound,
take a visit down
Fauci
there.
Does sound filthy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got her in the back seat. It was Fauci time.
Oh, boy.
Fauci time.
Talk about needing hand sanitizer.
Fauci time.
I had to sanitize my elbow.
need to wash my face, huh?
Are the Fauci underpants?
Fauci
do they have any
time.
Kind of
I don't see you enjoying special that process filter. Very much.
No, they don't have a filter.
Filter.
What do they need a filter for?
Didn't Dr. Fauci say that flagellants spreads corona?
Oh, my God.
You don't see Tom enjoying that process, do you?
What? Which process? Any of it?
Dining out, as it were?
Yeah.
No.
Having a visit down there, as you put it. Yeah. But, I don't see that.
A gentleman would never discuss
him,
such things.
I see him mumbling about not wanting to do it as he's trying to do it.
I'd rather not be doing that.
Well, he couldn't talk. That's why.
I don't know what the problem is.
This is entirely disgusting. I don't
know. I'll do it. No, no.
You know, it sounds like a tobacco auction.
Let's make this quick. I've got a phone call.
Hey,
about
a soul in a
minute. We got to make this quick. Willie's calling.
Dogs have to go out.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.